speaking with Scott McElravy, the head coach of the Fairfield Muse, our week two team of the week of the basketball season. Took a moment to get out here, but we finally did. I guess let's go ahead and start with that time frame for when you were selected as our team of the week. You went through the Black Diamond like crazy, 72.5 points game over a five game period. We're looking before that, I guess, but during that time frame, and then I think you only allowed about 38 points per opponent. The team was untouchable before the El Dorado Holiday Tournament.
Yeah, we got in a nice stretch there in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, we won all our games, got out to a 4-0 start in the Black Diamond, which was a big deal. That's one of our goals, is to win the conference, and so we got off to a good start.
And then you go into that El Dorado Holiday Tournament, the favorite going into it, the number one seed. Heron pushes you a good while in the semifinal, and then you go up against Massac County in the final, and good team the Patriots are. They end up winning that game. But how'd that tournament in your eyes shake out?
Well, you know, being the returning champs and also the number one seed, the guys were actually a little disappointed. It's nice when you get second and you're disappointed. That kind of tells you as a coach you've got a good team, good kids. We knew we'd have to face some good river-to-river teams. You know, Frankfort gave us a pretty good game. We knew Heron and Massac were both tough. So a little disappointed in that last game, but in the end, that's the kind of games that you want.
Last year's team went 32-3, made it to the sectional final, but lost to T-Town. But overall success for a season. Coming to this year, and it's a different team. You only have Wyatt Gilbert and Kane Hixenbaugh to anchor the team, really, from your starting five last year.
Yeah, we knew, like our first two of our first ones off the bench became starters this year. Right. So, and our JV team only lost one last year. So we knew we had some good kids coming. We lost a great group of seniors, but this year's group is really good as well. And we like our underclass too, so they're pushing them. So we've got a nice collection of kids in the school right now.
Coming into this year, you know, obviously a different group than what it was last year. What ways has the team grown, and what areas are you maybe missing some guys?
Well, we're maybe not as tall as what we were last year. It's kind of funny. Coach Book and I today looked at the stats from last year, and they're almost identical in points scored and points against. You know, we maybe shoot it from the outside a little bit better. You know, like I said, maybe we give that up with the inside game a little bit from last year.
A little bit longer away from now, but in about a month now, you'll be in Pinckneyville. That's going to be a talked about game for the Deep South, two of the top teams in 2A. Pinckneyville, I think the AP released their polls today, and they're number one. You're always in the talk there in the rankings there for the poll, but that's got to be a game that you're excited for, to kind of see where you're at coming up for the playoffs and able to adjust some for the final stretch and for the playoffs.
One of the most storied programs in all of Illinois, not just Southern Illinois. They're the class of the South this year. You know, we love to have the chance to be able to play them, and we needed that. You know, we need some tough games like that. So it's not going to get any tougher than going to Pinckneyville and playing them. But we're looking forward to it.
What areas do you think is going to show maybe that you need to work on the most headed into that game, heading into this final stretch of January also? Well, not final because we're at the beginning, but, you know, where do you see your team, kind of touched on it a bit, needing to work on the most here in this final half of the season?
Just keep working on our defense. You know, defense can always get better. You know, shot selection, just making sure we're taking good shots. You know, some nights they're going to go in more often than others, but as long as we're taking good shots and really working hard on the defensive end, I like our chances.
Well, thanks for the time, Cliff. Hope to see you down the road.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.